Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The definition of revisionism is the modification of pluralist principles. It's the theory or practice of revising one's attitude to a previously accepted situation or point of view. One example of revisionism is anti-Zionist propaganda that seeks to convey that Jews stole a Palestinian state and drove the Palestinians out of what was deemed by the United Nations in 1947 the Jewish state of Israel. The truth, of course, is that there never was a state called Palestine and that the historic Jewish state was stolen by Muslims. The proof being that the Islamic shrine known as the Dome of the Rock was initially completed in 692 on the site of the Second Jewish Temple, so the so-called Dome of the Rock is really the Temple Mount in the Old City of Jerusalem. Now, today in the United States, we're facing another example of revisionism. Columbus Day celebrates the anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas in 1492. Some Latin countries celebrate this event as well. As an example, Peru celebrates this day as the day of the original people's intercultural dialogue. Celebration of Christopher Columbus's voyage is recorded in the United States as early as 1792. Many Italian Americans observe Columbus Day as a celebration of their heritage, the first such celebration being held in New York City on October 12, 1866. President Benjamin Harrison called upon the people of the United States to celebrate Columbus's landing in the New World on the 400th anniversary of the event in 1892. During the anniversary in 1892, teachers, preachers, poets, and politicians used rituals to teach ideals of patriotism. These rituals took themes such as citizenship boundaries, the importance of loyalty to the nation, and the celebration of social progress. In April 1934, President Franklin Roosevelt proclaimed April 12 to be a federal holiday under the name Columbus Day. And since 1971, the holiday has been attributed to the second Monday in October. New Mexico Democrats are fighting to change the holiday to New Mexico Day or Friendship Day. Maybe they'll include a picture of Mr. Rogers. Who knows? New Mexico State Senator William Scherer is opposed to the change, calling the new holiday a slap at Americans, all Americans. He says he has no problem with creating an Indigenous People's Day, but scrapping Columbus? He says there's no reason to turn it into an anti-American holiday, and that is exactly the point. The left is not seeking to add a holiday, but to replace an American holiday with one suggesting they are only attempting to fight racism and bigotry. This is nothing more than another blast at the United States, our history, our culture, and our values. The United States atoned for the sins of whatever bigotry and racism existed at the founding of this great nation. Aside from the 14th Amendment to the Constitution and numerous civil rights laws, our modern social culture has gone topsy-turvy to overturn any form of discrimination and bigotry. Yes, bigotry still exists today, but on an individual basis. It's not the official policy of the United States or any individual state to condone any form of bigotry. Senator William Scherer says Columbus was the first step to creating the American idea. The way it's brought up, Columbus was evil, a rapist, and a murderer who enslaved people, and everything that comes after should be destroyed. Although some states seek to rename the holiday, Columbus Day remains a federal holiday. Listen, Columbus is an Italian icon. Opponents of the politically correct effort to rename the day argue the change denigrates the role of Italian Americans and is an attempt of what we know as classic revisionism. I'm Alan Stock. Happy Columbus Day and keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.